everybody. It's Chuck and Stacy from VO Buzz Weekly.
And you are listening to Geek. One more.
Hi, this is Matt Hill, the voice of Captain N, the Game Master, and you are listening to the GeekCast Radio Network.
Hello, guys. This is Steve Megatron Phillips, and I am recording this episode of GeekCast Radio solo to record a Halloween special. And I'll be recording three Dr. Seuss books in multiple voices. So the first one is Green Eggs and Ham, Red Fish, Blue Fish, and The Grinch Stole Christmas. Now, the voices I use for Green Eggs and Ham are Casey Kasem for Sam I Am, and the friend is Beast Wars Megatron, because Megatron is the easiest one. For One Fish, Two Fish, I use Mark Hamill's The Joker. And for How the Grinch Stole Christmas, I use for The Grinch 1987 TMNT, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Krang. The narrator is Beast Wars Megatron, and Cindy Lou, who is Gollum. So, I hope you guys enjoy this. If it's something you want to hear more of, whether it's like a Christmas special or recording various other properties or books or things of that nature, changing the voices or whatnot, or even like custom scripted things, if this is something that entertains you guys and you guys think are cool and you want to see happen like every holiday or major holiday like this, let me know. Drop a suggestion and comments and thoughts in the comments on the website post. And I hope you guys enjoy this. This was a lot of fun for me to do. The Joker was a throat ripper, but I had to record it on a separate day to kind of conclude the process. That being said, I may also do something in the vein of Christmas songs using character voices, or I've been known to mimic some of the old Christmas cassettes that my mom used to play when I was a kid. In a real deep voice, so we'll see what happens on the future of this. But I hope you guys enjoy this. This was from the challenge from Geek Responsibly episode 188 with myself, Jenna, Bridget, and TFG and Mike. So I hope you guys enjoy this. And without further ado, we're gonna get into the first episode or first clip. Green Eggs and Ham.
I am Sam. Sam I am.
That Sam I am. That Sam I am. I do not like that Sam I am.
Do you like green eggs and ham?
I do not like them, Sam I am. I do not like green eggs and ham.
Would you like them, here or there?
I would not like them here or there. I would not like them anywhere. I do not like green eggs and ham. I do not like them, Sam I am.
Would you like them in a house? Would you like them with a mouse?
I do not like them in a house. I do not like them with a mouse. I do not like them here or there. I do not like them anywhere. I do not like green eggs and ham. I do not like them, Sam I am.
Would you eat them in a box? Would you eat them with a fox?
Not in a box. Not with a fox. Not in a house. Not with a mouse. I would not eat them here or there. I would not eat them anywhere. I do not like green eggs and ham. I do not like them, Sam I am.
Would you, could you, in a car, eat them, here they are.
I would not, could not, in a car.
You may like them, you will see. You may like them in a tree.
I would not, could not, in a tree. Not in a car. You let me be. I do not like them in a box. I do not like them with a fox. I do not like them in a house. I do not like them with a mouse. I do not like them here or there. I do not like them anywhere. I do not like green eggs and ham. I do not like them, Sam I am. No.
A train, a train, a train, a train. Could you, would you, on a train?
Not in a train. Not in a tree. Not in a car. Sam, Let me be. I would not, could not, in a box. I would not, could not, with a fox. I will not eat them with a mouse. I will not eat them in a house. I will not eat them here or there. I will not eat them anywhere. I do not like green eggs and ham. I do not like them, Sam I Am.
Say, in the dark, here in the dark, would you, could you, in the dark?
I would not, could not, in the dark.
Would you, could you, in the rain?
I would not, could not, in the rain. Not in the dark. Not on a train. Not in a car. Not in a tree. I do not like them, Sam. You see? Not in a house. Not in a box. Not with a mouse. Not with a fox. I will not eat them here or there. I do not like them anywhere. No.
You do not like green eggs and ham.
I do not like them, Sam I Am.
Could you, would you, with a goat?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
Would you, could you, on a boat?
I would not, could not, on a boat. I will not, with a goat. I will not eat them in the rain. I will not eat them on a train. Not in the dark. Not in a tree. Not in a car. You let me be. I do not like them in a box. I do not like them with a fox. I will not eat them in a house. I do not like them with a mouse. I will not eat them here or there. I do not like them anywhere. I do not like green eggs and ham. I do not like them, Sam I Am.
You do not like them, so you say. Try them, and you may. Try them, and you may, I say.
Sam, if you will let me be, I will try them. You will see. Say, I like green eggs and ham. I do. I like them, Sam I Am. And I would eat them in a boat. I would eat them with a goat. I will eat them in the rain. And I will in the dark. And in a train. And in a car. And in a tree. They are so good, you see. So I will eat them in a box. And I will eat them with a fox. And I will eat them in a house. And I will eat them with a mouse. And I will eat them here and there. Say. I will eat them anywhere. Yes. I do so like green eggs and ham. Thank you. Thank you, Sam I Am.
One fish, two fish. Red fish, blue fish. Black fish, blue fish, old fish, new fish. This one has a little star. This one has a little car. Say, what a lot of fish there are. Yes, some are red, and some are blue. Some are old, and some are new. Some are sad. And some are glad, and some are very, very bad. Why are they sad and glad and bad? I do not know. Go ask your dad. Some are thin and some are fat. The fat one has a yellow hat. From there to here, from here to there, funny things are everywhere. Here are some who like to run. They run for fun in the hot, hot sun. Oh me, oh my, oh me, oh my. What a lot of funny things go by. Some have 2 feet and some have 4. Some have 6 feet and some have more. Where do they come for? I can't say, but I bet they have come a long, long way. We see them come, we see them go. Some are fast, and some are slow. summer high and summer low. Not one of them is like another. Don't ask why. Go ask your mother. Say, look at his fingers. 1, 2, 3. How many fingers do you see? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. He has 11. 11. This is something new. I wish I had 11 too.
Every who down in Whoville who liked Christmas a lot, but the Grinch who lived just north of Whoville did not. The Grinch hated Christmas the whole Christmas season. Now, please don't ask why. No one knows the reason. It could be his head wasn't screwed on just right. It could be, perhaps, that his shoes were too tight. But I think that the most likely reason of all may have been that his heart was 2 sizes too small. Whatever the reason, his heart or his shoes, he stood there on Christmas Eve, hating the Whos, staring down from his cave with a sour, grinchy frown at the warm, lighted windows below in their town, for he knew every Who down in Whoville beneath was busy now, hanging a mistletoe wreath.
And they're hanging their stockings,
he snarled with a sneer.
Tomorrow is Christmas. It's practically here.
Then he growled with his Grinch fingers nervously drumming.
I must find some way to keep Christmas from coming.
For tomorrow he knew all the Who girls and boys would wake bright and early. They'd rush for their toys. And then, oh, the noise, oh, the noise, 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 noise. That's one thing he hated. The noise, 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 noise. Then the Whos, young and old, would sit down to a feast, and they'd feast, and they'd feast, and they'd feast. Feast, feast, feast. They would feast on Who pudding. Rare Who roast beast, which was something the Grinch couldn't stand in the least. And then they'd do something he liked least of all. Every Who down in Whoville, the tall and the small, would stand close together, with Christmas bells ringing. They'd stand hand in hand, and the Whos would start singing. They'd sing, and they'd sing, and they'd sing, 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 sing. And the more the Grinch thought of this Who Christmas sing, the more the Grinch thought,
I must stop this whole thing. Why, for 53 years, I've put up with it now. I must stop this Christmas from coming. But how?
Then he got an idea. An awful idea. The Grinch got a wonderful, awful idea.
I know just what to do.
The Grinch laughed in his throat. And he made a quick Santa Claus hat and a coat. And he chuckled and clucked.
What a great Grinchy trick. With this coat and this hat, I look just like Saint Nick. All I need is a reindeer.
The Grinch looked around, but since reindeer are scarce, there was none to be found. Did that stop the old Grinch? No. The Grinch simply said,
if I can't find a reindeer, I'll make one instead.
So he called his dog Max. Then he took some red thread, and he tied a big horn on the top of his head. Then he loaded some bags and some old empty sacks and on a ramshackle sleigh, and he hitched up old Max. Then the Grinch said,
"Giddy up!"
And the sleigh started down towards the homes where the Whos lay a snooze in their town. All their windows were dark. quiet snows filled the air. All the Whos who were dreaming sweet dreams without care. When he came to the first little house on the square.
"This is stop number one,"
the old Grinchy Claus hissed, and he climbed to the roof, empty bags in his fist. Then he slid down the chimney, a rather tight pinch, but if Santa could do it, then so could the Grinch. He got stuck only once, for a moment or two, then he stuck his head out of the fireplace fuel, where the little Whose stockings all hung in a row.
"These stockings," he grinned, "are the first things to go."
Then he slithered and slunk, with a smile most unpleasant, around the whole room, and he took every present. Popguns and bicycles, roller skates, drums, checkerboards, tricycles, popcorn and plums. And he stuffed them in bags, then the Grinch very nimbly stuffed all the bags, one by one, up the chimney. Then he slunk to the icebox, took the Who's feast. He took the Who pudding. He took the roast beast. Yes, he cleaned out that icebox as quick as a flash. Why, that Grinch even took their last can of Who hash. Then he stuffed all the food up the chimney with glee.
"And now,"
grinned the Grinch,
"I will stuff up the tree."
And the Grinch grabbed the tree, and he started to shove, when he heard the small sound like the coo of a dove. He turned around fast, and he saw a small Who, little Cindy Lou Who, who was not more than two. The Grinch had been caught by his tiny Who daughter, who'd got out of the bed for a cup of cold water. She stared at the Grinch and said,
"Santa Claus, why are you taking our Christmas tree? Why, my precious tree?"
But you know that old Grinch was so smart and so slick, he thought up a lie, and he thought it up quick.
"Why, my sweet little tot,"
the fake Santa Claus lied,
"there's a light on this tree that won't light on one side. So, I'm taking it home
to my
workshop, my dear. I'll fix it up there, then I'll bring it back here."
And his fib fooled the child. Then he patted her head, and he got her a drink, and he sent her to bed. And when Cindy Lou, who went to bed with her cup, he sent to the chimney and stuffed the tree up. Then the last thing he took was the log for their fire. Then he went up the chimney himself, the old liar. I like his style, yes. On their walls he left nothing but hooks and some wire. And the one speck of food that he left in the house was a crumb that was even too small for a mouse. Then he did the same thing to the other Whose houses, leaving crumbs much too small for the others Whose mouses. It was quarter past dawn, all the Whos still in bed, all the Whos still a snooze when he packed up his sled, packed it up with their presents, their ribbons, their wrappings, the tags, and the tinsel, the trimmings, the trappings, 3,000 feet high, up the side of Mount Crumpet. He rode with his load to the tip-top to dump it.
"Purr, purr to the Whos!"
he was grinchously humming.
"They're finding out now that no Christmas is coming. They're just waking up. I know just what to do. Their mouths will hang open a moment or two. Then the Whos down in Whoville will cry boo-hoo. That's a noise,"
grinned the Grinch,
"that I simply must hear."
So he paused and the Grinch put a hand to his ear. And he did hear a sound rising over the snow. It started in low, then it started to grow. but the sound wasn't sad. Why, this sounded quite merry. It couldn't be so, but it was merry. Very. He stared down at Whoville. The Grinch popped his eyes. Then he shook. What he saw was a shocking surprise. Every Who down in Whoville, the tall and the small, were singing without any presence at all. He hadn't stopped Christmas from coming. It came. Somehow or another, it came just the same. And the Grinch, with his Grinch feet ice cold in the snow, stood puzzling, puzzling.
How could it be so? It came without ribbons. It came without tops. It came without packages, boxes, or bags.
And he puzzled 3 hours till his puzzler was sore. Then the Grinch thought of something he hadn't before.
Maybe Christmas, he thought, doesn't come from a store. Maybe Christmas, perhaps, means a little bit more.
And what happened then? Well, in Whoville they say that the Grinch's small heart grew 3 sizes that day. And the minute his heart didn't feel quite so tight, he whizzed with his load through the bright morning light. And he brought back the toys and the food for the feast. And he himself, the Grinch, carved the roast beast.
And there you have it, folks. That is the KeatCast Radio Halloween Spooktacular with me reading 3 Dr. Seuss stories. And yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I hope that you guys are geeked and pumped for more of this type of content, because I think that it would be something fun to revisit in the future. And until next time, and have a safe holiday, and unleash the geek in you.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow and Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten. Rakuten.com.